If you're gonna have a hall pass, make sure the guy's rich.
Right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's the point?
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
I'm not gonna lie, it's been an absolute miserable week. Like, terrible. Negative 100 out of 10. Like, it's so bad. We have not had COVID yet. So I knew we were gonna get it, especially with me being back to work, whole and day home. I just didn't expect it to be like this terrible. It was really bad. You know, like I can take care of myself, but man, like taking care of a baby.
And coal, right?
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's brutal.
When men get sick, it's like they're incapacitated. They can't do a thing. So taking care of yourself and Garrett and Cole being sick, it's just that's like a recipe for disaster.
Well, and thank God for my mother-in-law because she came over with food a lot. So nice. Because there's something about, being sick, but then thinking about, oh my God, what am I going to cook? Especially me, like, I don't like cooking. So, yeah, that was a relief. How are you?
Better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we had a week off. Your whole family had COVID. So I'm like, obviously, take care, be better, get well. And it was bad timing because Halloween happened. And I'm guessing you weren't able to actually take part in Halloween activities.
No, like Cole's costume is in a box on my desk at work. Like, I haven't even been to work and I haven't even been able to put him in it. Like, I know that's what sucks. Like, I feel like we missed out on so many fun Halloween activities this week. Also, we lost our sense of taste and smell. And
Did you
that is
really?
a weird trip. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Is it back yet?
Yes, it's slowly coming back, but
Okay.
like I literally lost it because Garrett was like, "You can't smell at all." I'm like, "No." He's like, "I've been ripping toots." And I'm like, "No, I can't smell a thing." Like, it was crazy.
How did I know that was going to be
I
what
know.
was the catalyst there? So
I
that's a positive that you can't smell that.
Thank God.
Not being able to taste, I feel like I would starve to death because my enjoyment of eating literally comes from the flavor, obviously. So if I can't taste it, I'm like, man, there's no point.
Eating soup was the weird. I'm like, ew, like this is just like eating water, like thick water. Like it was gross. You can't taste anything.
Oh, and then you couldn't even taste the Halloween candy anyway.
Jamie, we didn't even really get any Halloween candy. Like we haven't been to a grocery store in like 2 weeks.
So you probably saved like $1,000 by not going to the grocery store then. There's a
Yes, because
positive.
usually we'd be on our like seventh box before Halloween, you know?
Oh boy. Well, my week is a little bit better. I went to a Halloween party with a couple of friends and we got plastered. Like, so bad. Like, so much wine that the next day I was texting everybody and I'm like, how you doing? How we doing? And they're like, nope, we're dead. We're not getting out of bed. We're not doing nothing. I slept in and I stayed in bed until 1 p.m. And I never do that. Never, ever.
Wow.
But
Wow.
we had a few drinks. So that was fun. I didn't do a costume this year either. For some reason, I just wasn't feeling the vibe of like, getting ready and doing all that stuff. And on Halloween day, we had candy ready to go. We were waiting for the kids. And at 4:30, the doorbell rang. And I was in the bathroom and I wasn't wearing pants. So I had to come down and put my pants on and everything.
Oh my
I
God.
was wearing underwear. I just wasn't wearing pants.
Yeah.
But and then by the time I got there, the kids were gone. So I'm like, that's
Aw.
okay. We'll get the next round of kids. And then no one came. That was it.
That's so sad. Maybe they remember you from last year. They're like, this is the host that doesn't give candy.
We had a sign last year. This year, I was optimistic and ready to go, but I just don't think anybody came to our neighborhood, minus the first round of kids. So, yeah, it was a very quiet night. We watched some thriller movies and The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror, a bunch of those, and then had some food. And it was pretty quiet, which I kind of liked.
What candy were you gonna give out?
I bought rockets
Stop.
for
Oh my
the
God. So now what are you gonna do with all these rockets?
Donate them to charity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, meaning
There you go.
the garbage is called charity.
That's so funny.
Listen, I knew that even if I was going to give out candy, it wasn't going to be the good stuff because we did place one order from Wholesale Candy that came in last week, and it's going to be our last one for at least the next 8 months. that came in right before Halloween. I was like, well, I'm not going to give the kids the good stuff. Like, this is premium.
Oh my God.
And can I say this? I woke up the day after Halloween and I was like, you know, I'm just going to go to the store real quick because there's one literally 2 minutes from the house. So I'm like, I'm just going to go check to see if there's any Halloween candy. And I get there and the woman's like, oh yeah, we sold out right away. Like, people were lined up outside the doors. I was like, do people still do that?
Well, yeah, look at you.
It wasn't first thing in the morning. It was like 2 hours later after the store had opened.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because every like Halloween and then Valentine's Day, people are always there for a deal.
Easter and Christmas. But I just assumed that there'd be something like a little like the scraps, you know, like maybe the Starburst and the Skittles and the stuff that nobody really wants. But the fact that they cleaned up everything, that's how you can tell that stuff is getting super expensive. When everything is gone, people are like, we need this. We're buying this for next year's Halloween. They're getting ready.
Mm-hmm. Next year's Halloween. You're like, I'll just save my rockets for next year.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
So now that you've been living with Kyle for over a year now, is there something that you've learned about him that you didn't know before?
I don't know if you're framing that in a positive way or a negative way.
No, it's a positive way. You know I love Kyle.
Quick sidebar. Every time I tell stories about Kyle, everybody's always like, oh my gosh, poor Kyle, because he has to deal with you. I'm like, y'all don't even know the full story, okay? I know the full story. And I'm like, poor me. I got to put up with a lot, but you hear my ranting about it. Poor me. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is your chance now to be like, here's a good story about Kyle.
One thing I've learned actually is that he takes days to put away certain things. So like if something is like sitting out that he said he's going to put away and he's like, yeah, I asked him about it and it'll be 3 days later and it'll still be there. And then I said, I'm like, you have two choices. Either I nag you for 3 days or I nag you once. Take your pick.
Oh, no. We're starting out really positive, and then we just did like a 180.
The facts are the facts, Victoria. It's fine. The longer you live together, and I think you can attest to this, the longer you live together, you just kind of accept people for who they are in certain fashion. You know?
Yes. Yeah. No, you got to. Like, there's things that Garrett does that I'm just like being messy. Like, Garrett is definitely not the cleanest human being on the planet. Like, he will leave shit out. You just learn to pick your battles.
Yeah.
You really do. But then sometimes I get really petty and I'll just take all of his shit and put it in a corner and just pile it up. That's for another day.
I mean, the man does leave half eaten apples everywhere. So I would not be surprised. Okay, my question for you, and I really want you to be honest with this answer.
Okay.
Who would be your hall pass?
Ryan Reynolds.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
Come on.
Is he really conventionally attractive?
Yes.
There's a meme that my friend texted me, and it said, for some reason, straight women find Ryan Reynolds so attractive. But then if you ask a gay person, their answer is always no. He is not as attractive, and it's something to do with his face. It's like a 7.
Maybe because his personality is just so funny. And then also I'm like, he's such a good dad. He's such a good wife. Like those qualities too. I'm like, oh, so attractive.
Honestly, I think it's his voice that I find unattractive about him.
Okay.
And because I use him to voice Detective Pikachu, and I'm like, I can never watch that movie because I just think of Ryan Reynolds. And I was like, I don't want to think about Ryan Reynolds when I'm watching Pikachu. So no.
Who's your hall pass?
Does it have to be a celebrity?
No.
That's probably better if I say a celebrity versus
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like you can't just be like Joe down the block. Like
Joe down the block, I know him. He's not attractive.
Yeah, okay.
I have a really weird obsession right now with Charlie Puth.
Yeah. I see that.
There's something about him I find incredibly attractive, and he does post a lot of thirst traps online, and I'm here for it. I'm just like, queer bait me. Do it. I like it.
And he is so talented. So I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
And not to mention super rich.
I mean, that's 50% of it.
Like, if you're going to have a hall pass, make sure the guy's rich.
Right? Okay. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah. A new study has found that we make 29 real friends in our lifetime and only six of them last the distance.
Only six?
Only six. This is really interesting. Who's your best friend? Like, who have you been the longest?
My best friend, she lives in Vancouver. She is the one that got married in August. And we've known each other for 30 years, but we've been best friends for probably 20 of those years.
Okay. Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine not being friends with her.
I recently just got dropped as a friend.
Like, did you really?
Straight up. Yes. Someone actually messaged me. It was the day I got COVID. Mm-hmm. So I was dying. And then I woke up to a message just being like, hey, like this friendship just isn't working out. I just feel like you don't give enough into our friendship. And like, I just, it's like, see you later.
Did they text it to you?
Facebook messaged me.
Okay.
But then I go to reply and she completely deleted me as a friend, so I can't even reply.
Oh, they like blocked you and whatnot.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That okay. I'm going to give them props for like being super petty, where like you're not even given the opportunity to respond to that.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
I think a lot of us pride ourselves on being such good friends to, you know, the friends that we have are friends with. Mm-hmm. So to be told that you're not a good friend and that you're not like there for that person makes me so sad.
You know, I get that. I've been the person who's dumped some friends before. I didn't think that our friendship was going further anymore. No hard feelings. It is what it is. People grow apart and it's okay. And I think that's just mature and what adults do sometimes. But to literally message you and then block you. Damn.
I know. But you know what? I knew that this friendship was kind of fizzling out. I mean, there was a 40-year age difference too. So it's just, it's hard, but I'm sure we'll maybe talk again.
Can we also just give you like the past couple of years, we had a pandemic, you had COVID, you had a child, you were pregnant. It's not as if you were gallivanting and seeing literally every other person in your life and purposely ignoring people. You were busy.
I know, I was busy. And you know, like as soon as I gave birth to Cole, I thought I would want to be surrounded by so many people and I didn't. Mm-hmm. Like I just kind of wanted to be by myself, like in my house with my husband. Like I just didn't want to like be around that many people. But then again, and then for my year-long mat leave, I was in Ontario for a lot of it. I was with my friends and family in Ontario. So it sucks that, you know, a friendship ends. But I think, like, I'm glad that she told me. I'm glad that she's, like, straight up and honest that, you know, like, this just isn't working for me. And I just need to, you know, focus my time and energy somewhere else. I'm like, okay, I get it.
But then blocked you. How long have you known your best friend for?
Oh, my gosh. So I have known, like, some of my girl best friends, like, since like kindergarten forever. Like I actually have like a really good core group of friends that we've all known each other since high school. And it's a mixture of guys and girls. And I think the reason why we are still friends to this day and why we all get along is because none of us slept together. Like you know, even in high school, like none of us ever crossed the line, like kissing anyone else. Like, no, it was just like, we just are really, really good friends. And like still, like my friend Tyler just got married in September and we were all there and it was so good to see everyone. And yeah, like it's just doesn't matter how much time has passed, like we pick up right where we left off.
And those friendships are rare to find, not to stereotype things, but in the gay world sometimes it's hilarious because whenever you meet people and you've been friends with and you're like, oh my gosh, you haven't slept together? What? Like I've been in a room with people like my friends and I'll look around and be like, I've made out with all of you.
That's, you know? Yeah. I find that these like women enter my life at like certain times and like we just become like so close and inseparable and we learn so much from each other. And I'm still friends with these people to this day. But it's just amazing when people enter your life at like the exact moment that you need them to.
Right. Yes.
You know, like that's what I love. And of course, I have my friends here in High Prairie, too, that I absolutely love as well. So
it's nice that you're able to make that balance. It's, you know, like in radio, we move so often that for a while I stopped trying to make friends because I'm like, I'm just going to move anyway. So why would I even try to make connections with people? But now I have friends kind of all over the place.
But now I find it hard because I live in a small town and I know that when people come in, they're not going to stay. And that's hard. My one friend is going through this maybe transition period where she's going to move back to Ontario for a bit. And it like breaks my heart because I don't want to see her and her family leave. Like I understand if they do, but it's just, man, like That's probably the one downfall about living in a small town when people leave.
Oh, you think that's the one downfall, Victoria? There's so many downfalls.
There's so many. The fact that cheese is $17.99.
Right? Never forget. Never forget. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had to dump a friend, though?
No.
You've never done it?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Can I tell you, part of it is a little bit exhilarating when you finally get to tell somebody how you really feel about something. It's a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, it's been great being friends with you, but
yeah, but this is it. See you later.
Block, delete.
Block, delete. Bye.
So I swear that Netflix is doing its best to try to drive away their customers. I don't know if you heard about this, but they're adding a new subscription option. So you pay $5.99 a month, and it's not going to include all the titles on regular Netflix, and you'll have to watch a couple ads, roughly 4 to 5 minutes of ads per every hour that's going to be played. And you're not going to be able to download shows either if you're going to be traveling.
Mm-hmm. I fucking hate ads. I hate them. That's why we pay premium for YouTube, because you can't handle the ads. Yes.
Can I say, I did have a trial subscription for YouTube Premium for a month, and it was amazing.
I know.
So good.
It's and then so good.
It went away, and I was like, you want me to watch a 15-second ad like a monster? I felt so disgusted with it.
I know. You're there being like, skip ad, skip ad, skip ad. And then it's like, oh, you don't have the option. I have to watch this whole ad.
I know. So Netflix is now announcing that the days of password sharing and secretly piggybacking on your friend's account is going to be terminated. They said that they're finally going to be charging people who are password sharing. I talked about this with a couple of people, and I don't really know how that's going to be proven, because say we both lived in High Prairie and you gave me your password. How is Netflix going to prove that that wasn't you that was watching at my house?
No, I agree.
It doesn't make sense, right?
No.
The only way that I can see it working is if you have people like living in different provinces, because I'm on my friend's Netflix account, but she lives in Ontario. So maybe that would be a way of them determining that it's like she's password sharing.
This is a really devastating day for you, because you piggyback on you are shaking in your boots right now. I know it.
A little bit, because yeah, you are correct. I don't pay for anything. But we have a backup, though, in the event that our Netflix does get taken away.
What's the backup?
Kyle's family has Netflix, so we can just
use my God. Okay.
So we are prepared. But I don't know. I just feel like Netflix is doing whatever they can to try to diminish their customers, because I don't think Disney Plus does this, or Hulu or Amazon or anybody else.
And also Netflix, you are rolling in the dough. Okay. Right. And like, your shows are like, they're okay.
Yeah.
But most days I do find myself scrolling. Like the American Netflix, whatever, I would pay premium for that.
Yeah.
We are Canada Netflix, and we don't even have nearly as good of shows.
No. And honestly, what we're paying for, what my friend who's paying for Netflix pays for, it's like, yeah, there was a couple shows that I really do anticipate, but I see what some of the actors make on your Netflix shows and how much they're charging and all these stuff and how much they're putting into production. Bro, you don't need my $7.99 or whatever else. I don't even know how much it costs for Netflix, but you don't need it from me.
Yeah, exactly.
Dumb, da-dum, dumb, dumb, dumb criminals.
A guy in Washington State went to a car dealership, stole 4 tires off a Dodge Challenger, and tried to put them on his own car. But the cops got there before he finished. When the police officer arrived, the tire thief dove into his car to make a quick getaway. But he must have forgotten it was still on jacks. So he didn't get very far. They arrested him. He's pretty ballsy. I get that. That's pretty creative.
It really did depend on how quickly he thought that he could switch up 4 tires and put them on his car. That's a task.
First of all, tires are expensive, so I get it. I appreciate the hustle. 2, did he not think that there's 1 million cameras set up at a car dealership?
Right.
Like 1 million. So like, he wasn't going to get away with this. And he must have thought he was literally in like NASCAR race.
When they switched the tires in like 30 seconds.
Yes. That's probably what he thought he was doing.
Can I also appreciate how you appreciate the hustle, and you sound like me now when you're like, I respect it. I get it. Things are expensive.
Things are expensive. Tires, expensive.
Maybe they were winter tires and he's just getting ready for the new season, right?
But also, if you own a Dodge Challenger, I feel like you're doing pretty good.
Oh, I was going to say the opposite, but I also know nothing about cars. So I just see Dodge and I'm like, no, I dodged away from that vehicle.
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
Are you a fan of eggnog?
Absolutely not. Zero out of ten.
It's disgusting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gross.
Even if someone put some rum in there, do you think you'd be a fan?
No, absolutely not. I'm going to go vomit. I can't.
Okay, well, this could possibly change your mind. Kellogg's is now partnering with a distillery to bring the world Eggnog, an Eggo waffle-inspired cream liqueur for grown-ups, packed with lots of cinnamon and nutmeg flavor, and it's going to be hitting the shelves for the holiday season.
I would try it.
Do you like Eggo waffles?
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you find the right product to mix something with, it could be good.
I think that it won't be too bad just because there's going to be like lots of cinnamon and nutmeg in there. And then maybe the eggnog maybe will taste a little bit like whipped cream. I don't know.
So not like eggnog then.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. It's probably going to taste like shit.
Yeah. Like the best way to make this eggnog taste good is to make it not taste like eggnog and then everyone will want it.
Exactly.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
It is physically impossible for a pig to look up into the sky.
Is it because of their neck? Like they can't
must be.
Go look up? That's so sad.
I know.
In the course of an average lifetime, while sleeping, you might eat around 70 assorted insects and 10 spiders or more.
Oh, God. Almonds are members of the peach family.
How?
I had no idea.
Interesting. The average person's left hand does 56% of the typing when using the proper position of the hands on the keyboard. I believe that. I feel like all the good letters are on the left-hand side of the keyboard.
Yeah, like the T, S, C, V. There are only four words in the English language which end in D-O-U-S. Tremendous, horrendous, stupendous, hazardous.
I'm trying to think of another word that might end with dus. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Would that be one?
It doesn't end.
I feel like I just...
Expialidocious. It ends in shiss.
In my mind, I am correct.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
So I'm going to assume that because you guys were sick, you didn't watch any Halloween or horror movies.
No, Jamie. I know. We didn't even watch Hocus Pocus 2.
I was going to ask that. So it's still on the back burner.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm watching it in November now, which I feel like is a crime against humanity because I know you're a fan of Mariah Carey and I know you're probably listening to Christmas music right now.
Oh my gosh. It's been playing since October 31st. Right at midnight, as soon as it's over.
I know.
Can I tell you something? This was not planned. This was just like more of a spontaneous thing. But we're going on another vacation.
Yay! Where are you going?
We're going back to Europe.
When?
We leave on the 21st of November.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, Jamie. All right. Yeah. Where are you going this time?
We're going to fly into London, and I think we're going to just stay in Spain this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit up a couple different islands and whatnot. They had this really weird sale where the flight to Europe was $600.
Nice.
So, and I was talking to a friend of mine. She booked tickets to go for her and her husband to go to PEI for the holidays, and their tickets were $4,000 for the two of them.
Oh my God, that's criminal.
And that's where you had your gallbladder problems, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just like the universe is telling me to never go to that side of the world. It's just never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, I'm so excited for you. You guys are going to have such a good time. I've never been to Spain, but I've only heard good things.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But this will be the last vacation of the year because there's no time left in the year. But
yeah, I was just gonna say, I'm like, okay, what?
Yeah, so we'll be taking a little bit of a break around then.
How long are you going for?
2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Okay, good, good, good.
It'll be good. I'll come back with a ton of stories for you.
Perfect. We'll chat in December. We'll chat before then, but...
We have a couple weeks before we go. Don't worry.
We do.
No, we'll be good. We'll talk to you next week, the week after that, and then in December.
Okay, have a great night.
Okay, bye.
See ya.